Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Single Moms Conversations with Kina. Hey ladies, how you doing? If you're new here, my name is Kina. I'm your resident auntie of this piece. What you talking about? All right, and I'm the host of Single Moms Conversations with Kina. Here we talk about everything single mother. Day one listeners, big up yourself, right? Thank you so much for being here. You could be any place else in the world, but you're here rocking with this OG. Do me a favor and hit the subscribe button, y'all. Y'all know what it is. My name is Kina. You already know what it is. That way you'll be notified as to whenever your auntie is dropping another one. And yes, ladies, this podcast is for us and by us. I am a proud single mother, and so are you. And please excuse my voice, because you are the first people I'm talking to. Y'all know it's Saturday morning, right? Easter weekend. And you're the first ladies that I'm talking to, so it is what it is. It just is what it is. You getting that growl. You getting that first conversation voice. How y'all doing? My vocal cords are not warm. And auntie don't even know the vocal cord exercises no more. Me. Maybe it's something like that, right? But you getting all the bass. You get all the bass. I hope you enjoy it. But of course, I'm thinking about you as always. I love you. And I'm thinking about your weekend with our babies. And I know a lot of us are busy, and we are doing our mommy magic, and we getting everything together, right? We got it together. Y'all taking on pictures, y'all posing and whatnot. Y'all on the gram like, all right. Y'all got matching shirts on and whatnot. Y'all doing y'all thing. And thank you so much for taking the time and the effort to make a magical holiday for our children. Y'all already know how I feel about this, right? Now, after all of this is over, I am going to need you to focus on yourself and recharging your battery, right? You know how it is. Sometimes you just keep going and going and going. You keep going and going and going and going. I think that after we host these events and we do all of the things that we do for our babies, we're going to have to find a way to edge out some time for us, for our peace of mind. Right, because we are giving and giving and giving, and next thing you know, we're gonna be like the giving tree, and it's gonna be a stump left. Right? Somebody was like, "Where'd that come from?" Shel Silverstein. It's a good book, The Giving Tree. Whew, I read that book to some pre-K kids one time, and their reactions were profound. And they was like, "But she just keeps giving everything away." And they just didn't like that she was giving everything away. And I was like, okay, that's what's up. So ladies, now that you have, you're giving and you're giving, you gave this beautiful holiday, you did eggs, you did all these wonderful, wonderful things for the babies. You took them to Easter egg hunts, to events and everything. After all of this is over, we got to edge out some time for us and by us, for us. No one told me this. I was never told this. I was told it's supposed to be strong. You're strong. You're a strong black woman. Just because you get it done, you're strong. You're strong. You're strong. I need me strong black women. Take care of my face. And I remember when I realized I wasn't strong, I was just making it happen. And I was putting in efforts that no one else wanted to do. That doesn't make me strong. It means I'm the person who stood up and said, you know what? I love my children so much. I'm going to make it happen. But no one told me that I can fall apart, right? And there's ways to prevent burnout as a parent, right? Because they do talk about parent burnout. It's a real thing, but they never address single mother burnout, right? But they say, well, oh, parents get burned out. Shut up. Shut up, right? But we got to edge some time in for us, right? I think you can do it. I think you can. I don't know what it is, but you're going to need your time, right? You're going to need your time. Y'all know my theory. If we schedule our kids, we have them on schedules, right? And that evening before you pass out, I ain't say go to sleep, pass out, you may be able to squeeze an hour or two for yourself, right? But it takes a lot of organization. I tell you, I had to have a well-oiled machine. And that well-oiled machine started when I was in the relationship and realized I was single in that relationship. Okay, well-oiled machine. Tweak your schedules if you don't know. Tweak your schedules. They got a lot of people out here talking about scheduling and getting your life in order and all this stuff. Find somebody. Okay, I'm not the one, right? I'm not the one. Auntie, why? It's not you. It's not me, because I can't tell you what to do. I can only advise you. I can't tell you what to do because you know what's going to work right in your house, right? I'll never be like, no, you should never do that. No, you should never do it. Don't do it. Ding. I would never tell you that, because everybody gonna be different. Every household is different. Every child is different, right? So find somebody to follow if you don't know how to do it. Some of us was never given structure in our lives, so we don't know how to implement structure, right? Find somebody who aligns with your spirit and your soul, okay? And take what you can use from them about, you know, how to get your baby schedule, how to get your children's schedule, how to get a rhythm and a pattern in your household, because households have their own rhythms, their own patterns. I think a home is its own organism, right? And it has to be well oiled. It has to work in stride, especially when you are a single mother. If you don't get time for yourself, you will burn out. You will burn out. You will burn out. And the one thing I know for a fact, honey, and this is facts, you hear me? Nobody cares about a stressed out single mother. Mm-mm. Not really. They just don't. No one cares that you're tired and you're doing everything. They just don't. So we have to care for ourselves. That's why I said for us and by us. We have to care for ourselves, our homes, our families, and we have to make sure we are not stressed out. You think someone cares about not calling you and burdening you? Am I saying that right? Y'all not be messing up words. Come on now. Y'all not be right there messing up words. They don't care about dropping all their problems on you and dumping all their problems on you. They don't. You might think you just listening, but your body is keeping the score to all of that. They don't care about that. They just want to be heard. They just want your attention. They just want your unpaid therapy. This is why I think, who's the unpaid therapist? Cut it out. Tell them, I'm going to pray for you. This is what you do. Girl, you know what? I got to go. But I realized that what you wanted to say was really, you know what I'm saying. Girl, I'm going to pray for you. You know what? Tell them, look, I got a therapist. Maybe you should go get you some therapy, right? But unpaid therapists, no, you can't do that. Doing extra favors, no. Y'all know I'm big on that. Don't do no favors for people because you got to take care of you and the kids, right? You know, babies got to be taken care of. But edge some time out, my loves, for yourself, where you can just relax, listen to some of your favorite music. All right, come on now, ladies. Y'all know we get so busy. We be on these phones, child. We be on the phone, ding, scrolling and trolling, honey. We don't be listening to no good music. We gotta listen to some good music, easy sounds, something to keep us motivated and going. Music speaks to the cells of your body, right? So put on some good music, eat you something nice, you know, clean up a little bit with your favorite smell if that's what you need. Make your environment conducive for you and relax. You did a lot this weekend, or you're doing a lot this weekend. You did a lot to prepare for this weekend. Now it's your time to get yourself together. Go slow. Okay. I mean, I hope I'm saying this right. Okay. A peace of mind goes a long blank way. You hear me? A peace of mind goes a long way, and the one thing we need is a peace of mind. We have to. I remember I was so stressed out, y'all, being in business and being a single mother, stressed out, looking real good on paper though, you know what I mean? You have that time, you look good on paper, but just getting through that process, keeping everything going, took everything, took your heart, your soul, everything, right? And I remember I must have been falling into a depression or something was going on. I was just so tired, and I was sick and tired of being tired. I was just tired. And somehow I got a hold of that Lauryn Hill song where she's saying, "I gotta find me a peace of mind. I need to tell you about all the things that he's caused," right? And I would just listen to this song over and over and over and over again. Just listen to the melody, the guitar, the live instruments, and listen to the words. And something about that song brought me back to life, because I really, my soul resonated with that music, and I would just listen to it and it would get me through all the things that he's caused, right? What's your soul singing right now, right? What music do you need to get you motivated and to get you going? And what do you need? What do you need? So I would take this time, the time that I'm recharging, to focus on you, because if you don't work, nothing works, mother. Nothing ever is gonna work in that home without you. Ain't nobody like you, okay? There will never be another mother. You hear me? I need you to focus on you. Get this together, get that mental together, and find your peace of mind. And I know you might be, but auntie, I do this all the time. This ain't nothing. It's something. Your body is keeping the score. You might not think it is, but it's something. So before you get to the point where you're burnt out like I was, just burnt out with business, burnt out with being a mom, just burnt out, tired. Not that I love my kids, but I was tired. Gotta get up, gotta run. Gotta go here, gotta do this. I'm responsible for all of these people. The weight of the world is, yo, on every shoulder. Right? I needed like 8 more shoulders to carry the weight. But I'm doing this and I'm functioning and not living. Burnt out, right? I'm walking and moving and functioning, but I am fried, right? So what I learned is, before I even get to that point ever again in my life, is, yo, if I do a lot this weekend, the next weekend it's a dub. I'm gonna make it through this week. I'm gonna do things all week long to make my life very easy. And then that weekend, when I can sit and listen to music and relax and do what I do, that's what I'm gonna do. That's it. Period. Oh God, y'all, for real. We running every weekend. I'm not built like that anyway. No, I have to sit down. I have to get a peace of mind. I have to get a piece of paper, and I have to journal. I gotta write. I have to focus on me, and the more chances I get to focus on me, the better I'm gonna be to my children. A stressed out mother in a home is just not fair. She's in fight or flight. She's grumpy. She's cranky. She's trying to get through. She yelling at the kid. Yo, listen, I've been a stressed out mother, so I know, right? When you get calm and you could do what you got to do and you focus in and you know what I'm saying? You in your groove. You could, I don't know what you need to do. Soak your feet, your skin routine. I don't know what you need to do, but I know you need to relax, and this will enable you to make decisions that are not based on hormones and cortisol levels. And when I say hormones, I mean cortisol. That's why I said that. Cortisol levels being high. You can make decisions based on wisdom, right? Not fight or flight. You can make your decisions for the family based on being a calm, soothing mother, a nurturing mother, right? Not a mother who's agitated all the time because she's burnt out, right? We burn that candle, y'all. Y'all know single mothers don't get no sleep. You don't get no rest. We try, right? So again, I'm going to say this again. You running around this weekend, thank you so much for doing everything that you've done for our babies for Easter. Appreciate you, right? Y'all heard that last podcast. I appreciate you so much, but take note. Now it's time to ease, right? We gotta ease in our star. We gotta ease it up a little bit, right? Easy, okay? And relax and get yourself together. All right, ladies, on that note, I'm gonna get on up out of here. Thank you so much for being here. You could be any place else in the world, but you're here rocking with this OG. And ladies, if no one has told you that they love you, I want you to know that your auntie loves you, and I will talk to you soon. Peace. Two fingers, y'all. Two times. Do. I heard he sang a good song. Don't let me go. I heard he had a style. Get off of me, y'all. And so I came to see him. Lauryn Hill, y'all. All right. Let me go. All right, peace.
Never seem to be satisfied till it all goes bad. Maybe I should just give someone else a chance. Why should I sit alone and be sad while you fumble the best you ever had? It's not fair to me or my heart. I was forced to start over when we fell apart. Could have had it all, but you pushed me right into his arms. You wanted to break, I wanted to stay. Look what you made me give my love away. You made a mistake. Say that you've changed, but it's too late. I gave my love away. You made